Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Goldilocks. She liked to do something naughty every day. On Monday, she tripped up her brother. On Tuesday, she dumped her cheap dinner in front of her dad. On Wednesday, she graffitied the house. On Thursday, she cut her little brother's hair off. Now, thought Goldilocks, what shall I do next? Goldilocks's mother always said, "Don't go into the forest, it's full of big scary bears." But Goldilocks didn't listen, so on Friday, she went into the forest. "Ha!" she said, "I can't see any bears." She skipped happily along the path until she saw a pretty little cottage. "I wonder who lives here," thought Goldilocks, and went inside. She said. On the table were three delicious smelling bowls of porridge. "I'm sure no one would mind if I had a tiny taste," thought Goldilocks. First, Goldilocks tried the great big bowl. Yuck! Too cold. Next, she tried the middle-sized bowl. Ow! Too hot. Last of all, Goldilocks tried the tiny bowl. "Yum, yum," she said, "just right," and she ate it all up. Feeling full, Goldilocks looked for somewhere to sit. First, she tried the great big chair. Too hot. Next, she tried the middle-sized chair. Too soft. Last of all, she tried the tiny chair. Ah, thought Goldilocks, just right, until the chair broke. "Oops," said Goldilocks. "Time for a nap." Upstairs, she found a great big bed. Too hard. Next, she tried the middle bed. "This is too soft." Last of all, she tried the tiny bed. "Just right," said Goldilocks, snuggling down. As she slept, a large paw pulled open the front door. Three bears plodded into the house. There was a great big feathered bear, a middle-sized mama bear, and a tiny little baby bear. "Hold on, that's on my pallets," growled Father Bear. "Who's been eating my porridge?" gasped Mother Bear. "Who's been eating my porridge?" squeaked Baby Bear. "They've eaten it all up!" Father Bear looked round the room.
"Who's been sitting in my chair?" he growled.
"Well, who's been sitting in my chair?" howled Mother Bear. "Who's been sitting in my chair?" squeaked Baby Bear. "They've broken it!" Heard a rumbling coming from the bedroom.
"What has been sleeping in my bed?" growled Father Bear.
"Who's been sleeping in my bed?" wailed Mother Bear. "Who's been sleeping in my bed?" squeaked Baby Bear. "She's still there!" Goldilocks woke up and she flew out the cottage and ran all the way home, crying, "I'll never ever." Nor did Goldilocks ever go into the forest again. This audiobook was read by Zach Clifford, a pupil at St. Morden's.